From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. International medical charity Doctors Without Borders says today it is withdrawn from the Afghan city of Kunduz after a deadly suspected U.S. strike on its hospital. The strike killed at least 19 people, including three children, at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF. The MSF says all critical patients are now transferred to other health facilities, while some staff members remain in the area working at other hospitals. The U.S. military acknowledged conducting a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of the MSF medical facility as part of a campaign to push the Taliban out of the city that it overtook parts of last week. Russia says today its forces continue to intensify airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria, the bombings that they say have disrupted the group's infrastructure and logistical support. A Russian Defense Ministry statement said its warplanes struck ISIL targets in the previous 24 hours, including training camps, armed depots, and command posts. Most of the strikes were found in the Idlib province in western Syria, while others hit the Islamic State capital of Raqqa. British Prime Minister David Cameron reiterated his position, saying Russia is welcome, but he says they're backing the wrong winner.
They are backing the butcher Assad, which is a terrible mistake for them and for the world. It's going to make the region more unstable. It will lead to further radicalization and increased terrorism. And I would say to them, change direction, join us in attacking ISIL, but recognize that if we want to have a secure region, we need an alternative leader to Assad.
British Defense Minister reports only about 5% of Russian airstrikes target Islamic State extremists. And Nigerian police and witnesses have now linked Friday's two explosions outside the capital of Abuja to male and female suicide bombers. This is VOA News. Israeli police say today they are restricting access to Jerusalem's Old City after a Palestinian man fatally stabbed two Israelis. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad says the attacker was a member. Recent clashes at the Al-Aqsa compound in East Jerusalem have seen several Palestinian protesters throwing stones and firebombs at non-Muslims who are allowed under Israeli law to visit the site. Israel captured the territory along with the West Bank from Jordan in the 1967 war, but Israelis claim it as the capital of their future state. The flood of refugees and other migrants to Europe this year is boosting support for some anti-immigrant political parties. In Austria, the far-right Freedom Party could for the first time win at city elections in Vienna from the Social Democrats, who have dominated politics there for decades. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Vienna.
Ahead of citywide elections, far-right politicians are capitalizing on fears of an influx of foreigners, most of them Muslims.
It's about, as you said before, migrants and the fears of people, I guess, which I think is absolutely ridiculous because we live in one of the richest countries in the world, so I don't see the point.
Vienna, like most European capitals, boasts a wealth of culture, architecture, and history, as well as cultural diversity and left-wing politics. But like much of Europe, politics are turning to the right, and that has many here worried. The Freedom Party says it wants to protect Austrian culture and Europe from Islamization, and its message is finding an audience. Polls show it is neck and neck with the Social Democrats, who have led Vienna politics since the end of World War II. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Vienna.
A powerful typhoon made landfall in southern China today, bashing coastal areas and causing tens of thousands of people to evacuate. Winds were sustained at 180 kilometers per hour as the storm takes aim at the provinces of Guangdong and Hainan. The typhoon coincides with week-long National Day holiday. Thousands of vacationers had flocked to the resort island of Hainan. Officials say at least 40,000 boats have returned to port because of the storm. And rescuers resumed a desperate search this weekend for several hundred people believed missing in a landslide in the outskirts of Guatemala's capital. At least 33 are known dead. Some 600 are missing, and the authorities say they expect the death toll to rise. Meantime, the U.S. Coast Guard says a shipping container that has been located in the waters of the sprawling search area, but authorities don't yet know whether it is the El Faro cargo ship that went missing with 33 people on board. The ship has not been seen or heard since it lost power when Hurricane Joaquin roared by the Bahamas on Thursday. Quite a lot of life, but the loss of life there, if in fact that is it. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.